right, my friends. Well, you know, it's time to break open God's Word in the Psalms, in this Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth, which is its own podcast, its own separate podcast. Go to EW10PodcastCentral.com or, you know, to one of your favorite podcast outlets, Spotify or iTunes or SoundCloud. But, you know, for my money, EWTN. Or actually EWTN app. That's what I use all the time. So go there and get the Soulful Psalms podcast. All right, today we're looking at Psalm 72. This is a long psalm, and so we're going to break this up into sections. We look at the first nine verses today, verses 1 through 9. Now, Psalm 72 is this end of the Psalm of Book 2 of the Psalms. So that means that we're not going to get to it today, but at the end of this psalm, there's a doxology. So at the end of every book of the psalm, so Psalms 41 today, Psalm 72, Psalm 89, Psalm 106, and Psalm 150. Actually, Psalm 150 is like the doxology for the entire book of Psalms. That's interesting. Also, this is one of two psalms that is attributed to Solomon. The other one is Psalm 127, which is one of the gradual psalms. Now, the prescript of this psalm says, of Solomon. But it looks like this was actually written by David about his son Solomon. So, you know, some say it's written by Solomon. Some say it's written by David talking about Solomon. And why do they say that? One, it says written by David. Because it's, you know, David is talking about his son, you know, and the great things that his son is going to do, if he stays close to God's heart. Some say it's written by Solomon, because it talks about the kings of Sheba and Seba, you know, shall bring him gifts. And that's exactly what happened. The queen of Sheba came and brought him with her whole retinue of the camels and the dromedaries and the gold and all the things that she brought. So those things were fulfilled. The interesting thing, if this was written by Solomon, he'd be writing in the third person. You know, instead of saying I, he's saying he. You know, so again, I have a tendency to think that this was written by David, and that a lot of the psalm is prophetic when it talks about his son Solomon. All right, so let's dive in. The prescript is very, very simple. Of Solomon, right? Of Solomon. And it starts, O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son, your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. All right, so two things. The first part of that first verse is reminds me of 1 Kings chapter 2. So the first five or six verses or so of 1 Kings chapter 2, David is getting ready to die, preparing to die. And he has his son Solomon before him. And he's saying, I'm about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man. And he tells him not just to be a man, he tells him how he must be a man of God, following God's statutes, God's ordinances, God's counsels, God's commandments. So that you may have life, that you may be strong, you know. So he's encouraging him. And the second part, that you may judge your people in justice. So remember when Solomon was sleeping, the Lord came to him in a dream and said, I will give you whatever you want. And Solomon didn't ask for money or power or prestige. He asked for an understanding mind. He asked for wisdom, chokmah, so that he can rule the people well, so he can live out the responsibility, this tremendous responsibility of following the footsteps of his father, who is the greatest king in the history of Israel. So those first two verses kind of summarizes all of that. Then it continues, may the mountains bring forth peace for the people and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people and save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor, all right? So, God's power, God's strength is ascribed as a mountain. Several times we see that description in the Psalms. But he's saying that the mountains bring forth peace for the people. So obviously there was a lot of war and fighting during the time of David, but he's praying that, and it actually did happen. There was during Solomon's reign was a time of great peace for the people of Israel. Remember, because David had reunited the two kingdoms, the northern and the southern kingdoms, the 12 tribes of Israel were together once again, and they were at peace. So this is something that David prayed for and was fulfilled during his time of his son Solomon. He shall endure like the sun and the moon through all generations. Right. So again, David's using this language of nature, which he does all throughout the Psalms that he's written. So just like the sun and the moon, you can always count on the sun rising and setting. He talks about, and the moon as well, right? In a sense, the moon rising and setting as well. So just as we can count on that, we can count on God's prominence and providence enduring through all generations. So long after David is dead, long after Solomon is dead, this message is for all of us as well. May he defend the poor of the people. That he shall descend like rain on the meadows, like showers that water the earth. Again, using this analogy of nature, like rain that drenches the meadow. God's love and God's mercy permeates our lives. He showers the water like showers that water the earth. In his days shall justice flourish and great peace till the moon is no more. Right? So David's anticipating a time of peace, which, of course, as I just mentioned, that happened during the reign of Solomon. And this is the thing. This is a theme that comes up frequently in the discussions that I have with Ace about finding your peace, right? And so David is saying with the reign of his son Solomon is a great time of peace. And why? Because, and then Solomon, of course, would go on to write some of the great wisdom books. You know, Proverbs and Wisdom and Ecclesiastes were penned by Solomon. So in God's wisdom, in God's heart, in uniting ourselves with God's will, that's where we find that peace.
Well, and I was actually listening to some worship music earlier today, and it was a worship song called Breakthrough. And the whole premise of the bridge, it just keeps repeating of, I know a breakthrough is coming. And the reason that we can believe in that is because we sit in our peace with God, that we don't know. You know, we talked about this earlier in the week. Like, it's okay to go, I don't know how God's going to do this, but he's gonna, because we know that it's out of our realm of strength or possibility. So we can just sit back, and when it unfolds, and the timing is perfect and the peace through it all. Because I love, and this is going to sound cocky, and I don't mean to be, so feel free to rebuke me in any way you feel in this moment, but I love when people go, how did you get to do that? And I go, God made it happen, because there's no way that some of the doors that have happened in my life happened any other way, right? It all comes from God. It all belongs to him, in my opinion. And that's what that's where I find that peace. And so these Psalms like this remind us the breakthrough's coming. Just sit back and chill. The weekend's here. You got time. It's okay.
Yeah, it's like David is a good father encouraging his son to follow the ways of God so that he can have that encouragement and have that peace. And you're right. I get asked that all the time too. How'd you get to do what you're doing? You know, and I think back. You know, here I am, an immigrant to the U.S. Grew up in the hood. You know. In a sense, you know, single parent when my dad left, my mom raising us. And, you know, how did I not end up a statistic and end up doing the things that I do now? It's because of a strong mother, for one, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, tremendous influence. And the men that she placed in my life to help, the godly men that she helped place in my life, you know, going to St. Benedict's and prep in Newark. I mean, all these things that God has put in my life. But the thing is, we have to cooperate and say yes to what God wants to do. And this is what David was encouraging Solomon to do in 1 Kings chapter 2, you know, following the ways of the Lord, his commandments. And he uses this beautiful language of nature to show that, you know, we can always depend on the moon rising and setting, like water that covers the earth. God's love is going to cover us and overshadow us if we open ourselves, if we trust him enough to open ourselves to receive everything that God wants to give us.
Well, and you said it just right there, is that we have to just say yes. Don't say yes, but yes, because so many times we only will say yes once he's revealed. Well, you get to go this direction and do these things. No, I don't want to do that. But you have to say yes, because he may still be taking you to the thing that's the desire of your heart, because he gives us those desires, right? And then whittles out the ones that don't need to be there or should have never been there to begin with. But in that, just saying yes gives you peace, because you don't know how you're going to get there, but it's the journey that makes the adventure fun. It tries you at times, but it ultimately brings you closer to God in that, because you're, okay, God, I don't know why the GPS has taken me this road. I just want to go through the parking lot and cut through. Like, no, just you go his route, and then that's where you find through it. You go, man, if I hadn't gone that way, if I had gone the short way, I would not have learned the things that I learned.
Yeah, amen. And to finish off the last couple of verses here, he shall rule from sea to sea, from the river to the bounds of the earth. Because, again, he's showing them, when you follow the ways of the Lord, there's no limits, right? There's no limits to what you can do. Let the desert dwellers fall before him and his enemies lick the dust.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.